Time to get some national perspective on the Dolphins as we're just about a week and a half away from the start of the regular season. One of my favorite guys to talk to, the NFL scout for ESPN.com. He also does the football podcast on ESPN.com. He's the scout for the Browns. Matt Williamson joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. He's on Twitter at WilliamsonNFL. I know you're checking out the Browns for a couple of days this week, the Dolphins week one opponent. So we'll get to the Cleveland Browns. But let's start with the Dolphins, Matt, and what you see so far and what you expect this year.
I have high hopes. You know, I still think New England's the class of the division. I think the AFC is very weak. I think the AFC's very weak, though, and they should be in the hunt with three or four other teams for a wild card spot. You know, most importantly, I think they have their quarterback. I mean, really, since Danny Marino, and I think Tannehill's bound to take big steps forward. I know the Lions played pretty well in preseason, but I still have some worries there. And I think this is a top-five defense, and I feel like I'm the only one in the nation talking about it, but I think this defense might be as good as any in the NFL.
It's a defense that is clamoring for taking the ball away, for takeaways. That's been the big deficiency the last couple of years. They've been great in the red zone. They've given up some big plays, but they've sort of held teams out of the end zone. But they haven't taken the ball away, and that obviously hurts the offense as much as it's hurt the defense. And they're hoping that the guys like Grimes and Ellerby and Wheeler that they've added will sort of complement Rashad Jones, an up-and-comer, obviously, at safety and take the ball away more. Do you like the guys they picked up to sort of meet that goal?
Yeah, especially Grimes. I think Grimes was just one of these steals in free agency. I mean, it looks to me that he's healthy, and by all accounts, you know, he's back to being what he was with the Falcons pre-injury, which was frankly one of the best corners in the league. And, you know, now that they have all these options and you throw Deion Jordan into the mix, I mean, they just have a lot more ways of defending their opponents now and can be more confusing with their blitz schemes, can be more aggressive with man coverage and things like that with Grimes and you know, the rookies as well. So I like everything about this defense, and sometimes turnovers are just one of those fluky things that everything you do, it doesn't mean that they're going to throw the ball to you or fumble it away. Or so, you know, I think you stick with the script and you keep adding new wrinkles and try to confuse quarterbacks and hurry quarterbacks the best you can, and those things will come.
Man, let's talk about our second-year quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. Had a pretty good preseason so far. He's probably going to see limited or no time tomorrow night. No interceptions, and that's one of the big things about this team, has been protecting the ball. Three touchdowns, 98 passer rating. What do you think about Ryan Tannehill this season?
I really like him. I mean, I think he's got all the talent in the world. I think people he didn't have an Andrew Luck RG3 rookie season, but he also didn't have nearly those kind of weapons. You know, it wasn't that long ago he was playing wide receiver at Texas A&M. So he passed every test for me as a rookie, and I expect him to take a leap forward. And he handles pressure well. You know, I mean, people in his face that doesn't you know, throw him off. He can make throws with all of his ability when his feet aren't properly set, you know, whenever everything's aren't perfect. And that's what an NFL quarterback needs to do. And rarely has he looked overwhelmed to me.
When you look at this Dolphin team, and you've mentioned the AFC is a little weak this year, and the AFC East outside of New England and Miami is kind of in turmoil, what are the biggest hurdles this Miami Dolphin team faces to get back to the playoffs and get over that hump for the next year?
That's a great question, because I don't see massive weaknesses with this team. You know, I mean, I do a radio hit in Cleveland or in Kansas City this morning, and I said, yeah, Alex Smith looks good, but I don't think he's a playoff-type quarterback and, you know, a guy you can excel with. And, you know, Miami, I don't see this glaring hole that they need to fix, because I do like the defense as a whole. I have some worries about the running game overall, and particularly the offensive line. Is Lamar Miller that guy? I mean, the guy that can carry the ball 250 times and put teams away when it matters most late in games when he's getting tired. And we don't know those things. I mean, I think he has that ability, but does he have the mindset? He battled a lot of injuries at Miami. He probably should have been a second-round pick or a late first-round pick and dropped for those reasons on his draft day. So, and in general, there's been a lot of change, too. You know, it wouldn't shock me if this team started the season sort of slowly while they all mixed, and, you know, bringing that many free agents isn't always a good thing, for especially early in the season.
Talking to Matt Williamson of ESPN.com. He's on Twitter at WilliamsonNFL. Dolphin Dave in our live chat is a big Football Today podcast super fan, he says, and he wants to know about your opinion when it comes to the Dolphins' decision to trade up and select Deion Jordan in the draft. Obviously, we only seen him in the one preseason game. He's trying to come back from the shoulder surgery. But as you mentioned, you like the defense, and to me, he's just another piece they can plug in when he's ready.
Yeah, and he can do many things. And he kind of reminds me of Julian Peterson, you know, that guy that could line up over the slot, you know, line up over Welker and bang him around and not embarrass himself, or cover Gronk. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to excel in all these things. Nobody does, but he can rush the passer. He can play the run, bats down passes, can line him up all over the defense. So I like the player a lot, but I got to be honest, you know, I was hosting a live chat during the draft, and when they made that move, I said, well, I wrote it before it even happened, that, wow, this is a great move to get Lane Johnson. You know, that would have been my pick at that spot. But, I mean, I'm splitting hairs. I don't disagree with them going to land one big dog. I just would have went for the offensive tackle.
Yeah, fans down here would have rioted. But I understand what you're thinking, certainly, when it comes to the possibility of selecting him back in April. All right, we mentioned it. You're hanging out with the Browns, covering them for a couple of days. That's who the Dolphins will see in Cleveland week one. What do we make of this new-look Browns? Are they just going to run 11 tight ends out there for Norv and Chud? Is that what the offensive plan is going to be?
Well, I think you guys are fortunate because Josh Gordon is suspended for the beginning of the season, and I think he's a real up-and-comer and going to be one of the better receivers in the league in time if he keeps his head on straight. But I'm very high on the Browns, too. I mean, I don't think they're a playoff team, don't get me wrong, but I actually just hung up with Kenny Rhoda about a half hour ago. We were talking Browns, and I think they're making the right moves. I mean, it's a bigger project than a one-year fix, but they've had a very good offseason. They had a very good draft a year ago with the regime before this. They have one of the best young nucleuses in the league. You know, I mean, Joe Thomas isn't even that old. Mm-hmm. You know, it's unfortunate that Whedon is up in age, but I think the scheme changes will help him dramatically. I mean, they're going to be, you know, the Chargers. They're going to be a pocket passing team throwing deep to big receivers, and I think that's what Whedon is. And I looked at that offensive personnel last year and compared to this year, I didn't think there was a worse fit a year ago for, you know, a West Coast dump it off type of team, and now a better. I mean, I think it's such a better fit this year, more so than any team in the league, as an improved scheme fit for quarterback, a really good line, a true stud back like Richardson. So I think there'll be plenty of growing pains there because they're so young and they're implementing two new schemes, and Whedon's still a question mark. But overall, I think they're making strides in the right direction in a big way.
Very nice. Matt Williamson giving us a little 4-1-1 on the Cleveland Browns to the Dolphins. We'll see just about a week and a half from now up at they changed the name of the stadium. I was about to say Cleveland Browns Stadium. I forget
it. Energy, some energy.
Something
stadium,
energy. Right? Yeah, you're from Cleveland, OJ.
Yeah, I'm not.
You don't have it? No. All right. Matt, always great to catch up with you. Really appreciate it. And I hope to catch up at some point during the season.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Matt Williamson, ESPN.com on the Metro PCS hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.